This is Fleet.
Howdy! Howdy, hey, hey. Wait, oh shit. Oh shit, let me do that again. Howdy, hey, howdy, ha! Hi, welcome back. My name is Rebecca Paugam, and I would love to be axe murdered. But not really. This is a podcast where I review. I need to change that. Where I review is, like, impossible for my mouth to say. Anyway, I'm Rebecca Paugam. I would love to be axe murdered, but not really, because this is a podcast where I review horror movies from classic slasher flicks to psychological thrillers. Hello! Hi! How are you? How have you been? How's the kids? The wife? You know, the missus? I hope great. I hope amazing. I hope fantastic. Wow, long time no here. I really have been gone for like 2 weeks. That's awful. I'm so sorry to anyone who listens to this avidly. I know I have a good base of people who actually listen, like my friend Sarah. Sarah, I love you. Shout out to you. You're amazing. That's pretty much it. I'm just kidding. But truly, I feel so bad. I've been gone for like 2 weeks. I haven't recorded. I've just been so busy, busier now than I was before I signed with management. Woo, yay, happiness. And then I went to the beach for a week. So I was really just work, beach. But, you know, I'm gonna be better at this. I say this every time. I'm gonna get better. At some point I'll get better, I guess. But anyway, I've been gone, but I'm back. And I thought, what's a yummy, beautiful thing to give to anyone who listens to I Would Love to Be Axe Murdered? And I was like, only the most delicious movie with flesh, human flesh, yum. Anyway, if you haven't guessed it by now or by my Instagram post, this week's episode is on Tobe Hooper's iconic Texas Chainsaw Massacre. My family's always been a meat. ew, I hated that. But anyway, I am doing Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the 1974 original movie by Tobe Hooper, and I'm so excited. And right now is the perfect time for me to give you a spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, if you don't want this movie to be spoiled for you, you can stop right here, go watch it on Shudder, wink, 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 sponsor me Shudder, wink, 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 or wherever else it's streaming, and then formulate a little opinion about it, and then come back and listen to this. Or if you're too scared, which is, like, fine, I guess, it's, like, from the 70s, it's not, you know, it's not scary anymore. Just kidding. I definitely jumped a couple of times. But if you're scared, but you want to still be included in the conversation of somebody brought this up at a party, that somebody would probably be me, and, you know, we're probably partying together, you can take everything I say and make it your own. Or just, like, literally copy it verbatim. It's okay with me. You have my full permission. Which brings us to our next piece of work, which is the shitty movie plot. Shitty movie plot. I haven't done this in so long. I'm shy. I'm all alone and I'm shy. I'm in my bedroom all alone. I'm terribly shy. Anyhoot. The shitty movie plot is 5 hippies in a rural Texas in the 1970s are on their way to visit their grandfather's grave, only to be trapped by cannibal psychopaths. I don't actually think they went to see their grandfather's grave. I think they meant I meant to write their old house. I don't know. Anyway, only to be trapped by cannibal psychopaths, and you know, try and live. But I guess that for 4 out of 5 of them, it was no bueno. Didn't win. But any hoot. I've said but any hoot like too many times. I've been playing Animal Crossing too much. I just want to start off by saying this movie is, honestly, it's like, it's a classic. It's a cult classic. It's really great. And happy September 3rd? Are we in the 3rd? No, happy September 2nd. Well, when this finds you, it's September 3rd. So happy September 3rd. It's practically Halloween, which you guys get a little present from me starting October 1st. So please be excited, because you have every right to be. But this movie is one of those cult classics, and it just felt like right to do. And this is episode 21. What not? You know what I mean? This movie is just such a great, like all around perfect movie. So I thought, you know what? Why not shoot this shit and just do it? And with that, I just want to say, if you haven't noticed, this movie does take place in Texas in the 1970s, and it was targeted as, like, based on true events, which it was not. It was based on a real person, but it was not based on true events. But more so than that is scary. I just wanted to talk about Texas really quick, because Texas in my brain already sounds like scary. It just, I imagine it not being a good place. If I've met lovely people from Texas. Texans are so nice. I have never had a bad interaction with someone from Texas. But Texas just seems like the Australia of America. It just seems so scary. I've been there once, the airport. That doesn't count, but like it kind of counts. It just seems like everything's on fire, like tumbleweeds are rolling past you on fire, and people are like shooting other people for sleeping with their wives, and like, you know, you just stepped out of the saloon and looked at somebody funny, and now you have a bullet through your brain. You know what I mean? It just feels like that in my head. But when I think about, like, you know, small town Texas, it just sounds like death itself. Like, it just sounds terrifying, because small town Texas is like, ugh, like, what do? Go to Walmart for fun? Like, what? Ride horses? Clean your car? Like, I understand why people are car guys if your car is the only thing you've got and you're in Texas, in small town Texas. This seems like an indirect call out of someone I know. It's not, I promise. But it does make sense. It just sounds really scary to me. But then throw in, like, you're in the 70s, like, that sounds scary too. Like, there's no small town Texas in the 70s, and people are hitchhiking, and it's like, we're supposed to be okay with this? Ugh, horror. Nightmare fuel. Then you throw in inbred Texans. Absolute fucking nightmare. Just like, get me the heck out of here. Absolutely not. And that's what this movie is in a nutshell, which is like, aw, Texas, you got a movie about you, and it's pretty good. It was iconic. Cute. But yeah, this movie is great. I love that it's targeted as it was, you know, based on a real event, because it's not. But if you didn't know, this movie is based on a real person called Edward Gein, who is the serial killer who inspired this movie, as well as Psycho and The Silence of the Lambs. So I just wanted to give you all a little background on Edward Gein, had you not known about him at all. Maybe you do. If you're a horror fan, you probably do. He was an absolute maniac from the 1940s to 19, like 60s, I believe. And he was, you know, he was a crazy dude. And I just wanted to say some of the things that were found in his house in Wisconsin when they caught him. Well, after they caught him. These are some of the things they found in his house. And you'll get it, if you know Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you'll understand where all of the inspiration is, like, pulled from this man. Searching the house, authorities found whole human bones and fragments, a wastebasket made of human skin covering several chair seats, skulls on his bedposts, female skulls, some with the top sewn off, bowls made from human skulls, a corset made from a female torso skin from shoulders to waist, leggings made from human leg skin, masks made from the skin of female heads. That's a mask I want to wear out tonight. CDC, you like that one? Just kidding. That was insensitive. I'm sorry. Mary Hogan's face mask in a paper bag. Mary Hogan's skull in a box. Bernice Worden's entire head in a burlap sack. Bernice Worden's heart in a plastic bag in front of Guyan's pot-bellied stove. This one's really fucked up. 9 vulvae? The plural? In a shoebox. A young girl's dress and the vulvas of 2 females judged to have been about 15 years old. A belt made from female human nipples, 4 noses, a pair of lips on a window shade drawstring, a lampshade made from the skin of a human face, fingernails from female fingers, and that's what I have there. And he also, like, wore his skin of women that looked like his mom. So, mommy issues on check. So yeah, you can get a lot of, you can see where a lot of inspiration for this movie came from. Edward Gein would have just fucking ate up Michaels and, like, Target and fucking Hobby Lobby if he had just gone, like, if he had just gone to Spirit Halloween, like, you could get all those things but plastic, my dude. You don't even need to kill people for them. He would have ate that shit up. But let's get back into this movie. I feel like the movie gets a little bit scarier when you know that, like, it was based so, like, solely off of this person and what he did. And the movie itself is, like, I feel it's very easy to watch for being, like, an old movie. I feel like a lot of times, movies, like, old movies, they don't age well. Either they age perfectly or they don't age well at all. And there's, like, almost no in between. And this is one that I think has aged pretty well. Like, I guess this would maybe be the in-between movie because it, you know, it's not too hard to watch. It's not too long. And it kind of is fast-paced. And when it ends, you're kind of like, what? That's where it ends? I just also wanted to say, like, where it ends, you're always like, huh? What? Like, I can't believe that's really the end. But it's so good because of that. It, like, pulls you in. Now, I'm going to own up and say that I haven't seen all of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre chain. Like, chains of movies. I've not. I'm horrible because I have not. I've seen the remake, the 2012 or 2013 one. I saw it, like, maybe when I was 18. And I don't remember it at all. Like, I think I saw it in bits and pieces at a party, and I just don't remember it at all. But, what I do remember from this movie, and I can say, is that Sally is so fucking hot. Sally, I love her. Yum, 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 yum. The absolute, just the best, a queen in all of her hysteria. I feel so bad for her, but she's a queen. And Kirk looks like he could be related to the Masterson actors family. Just little notes. Anyway, this movie is just full of, like, great things. It is a perfect horror. And it's funny because it's not so gory for being a slasher film, but it is terrifying. I find it very, like, intimidating. And I think part of the reason why it remains so scary and like seemingly perfect is because of how realistic it is. Like, I mean, now you can watch movies and they're in like a higher quality because they're restored. But, and I did watch this movie on Shudder. Shudder sponsored me. And it's like restored to a nicer quality. But I was watching like parts of it as it's how it came out. And it looks kind of like a document, like it looks like found footage, which makes it even more terrifying. And I can imagine how in the 1970s, like this movie probably would like make me shit my pants. Watching this at a drive-in, I would cry, maybe. Like, I don't know. Yeah, especially imagine watching this in a drive, like at a drive-in in the 70s in Texas. Oh, awful, awful. I'd be just like ready. I'd think everyone at the drive-in is gonna kill me. Horrifying. But again, part of the reason why I think it's so terrifying is just like trying to imagine myself in a situation like that, and like trying to think of how you would even go about trying to stay alive. Because like the whole thing is, I mean, everyone else besides Sally and Franklin, sorry everyone, my stutter is coming out tonight. She's coming out to like play. But everyone other than Sally and Franklin die pretty soon, like pretty soon into the movie. And so, like, if you just try to imagine the situation, like, the endurance, she jumped out of a window not once, but twice. Two times she jumped out of a window, and like a glass window landed on the dirt. Like, landed on the dirt and then got up and proceeded to run. I have fallen in soccer and been like so winded that I felt like I couldn't play the rest of the game. Like, I'd be like, "Coach, take me out." I have literally jumped before where I felt like I landed so hard that my ankles, like the shock in my ankles, I was like, ah, like almost immobile. And the fact that she jumps out of two windows, not one, but two windows, and just keeps going. It's like, what? Queen. Literal fucking queen. And it's, I don't know, she's really great. A really great character. Worst character, gotta be Franklin. Franklin is so annoying. Out of every character, including the grandpa, Leatherface, the other two killers that I can't think of their names right now, like, you know, Franklin is the fucking worst because he's so annoying and like literally everything about him makes me want to fight him. He's just the worst. But in specific, his voice. His voice makes me want to literally rip my ears off because it's just such an annoying, like, twangy, stupid fucking Texas accent, and just like is so goddamn annoying. It makes this movie painful. Like, when he dies, I'm like, all right. Thank God that motherfucker can stop talking now. I'm just kidding. I'm really going out so hard for no reason. I just hate his voice. But there are just, again, like, there's so many parts of this movie that are just beautifully done. Like, random things too. Like, the beautiful shot of the moon is so great. I love that bit. The way Pam, like, ah, the way she's hung. She's just hung on the hook. And it's so gross, but I think one of her scariest moments is when they open the freezer and she jumps out, and it's just like, I don't know. That part's so weird and like simple, but it like really freaks me out. And that was one of those moments that like when I watched this, I was like, you know, one of those like, oh man, I can't believe I got by a jump scare. Which is also another thing that I wanted to point out is that they're pretty good for like how old this movie is. Despite this movie being that old, like when Franklin and Sally stop and he's like, "Sally, stop. I think I hear something." And then it's Leatherface right there with the chainsaw. That bit is pretty scary too. Like, I won't lie, I jumped. I did. I don't even like get scared of movies. They don't stay with me. But like that bit, I was like, okay, that was a little scary. The grandpa sucking Sally's finger, just so ugly. so ugly. So not right. Like, ugh. I want to know how they're inbred. I was actually listening to other people's reviews about this movie because I was thinking about it and I was like, why is this movie so scary slash like so well done still and like remain scary in our memories and whatever. And like one of the things that that person pointed out was that like there are so many things that we don't know that make it a little bit more scary because it's not super bloody. It's not. I mean, like, the most blood you get at is, like, I feel like when the hitchhiking guy cuts into his own hand. I don't remember there being that much blood. But, like, some of the things that we don't see that are just there and we have to, like, make up how they got to that way are really what creep me out. Like, the grandma, are they inbred because they all were, like, having sex with the grandma? That's disgusting. I want to know. Tell me more. Please. And then, like, different things. Like, they had to kill so many people. How many people go through there and are like, you know? And did they eat other people in the barbecue place earlier? Also, what the heck? Why is their grandparents' like house so torn up? Like, what was their plan? They were just gonna stay in that torn up house? Like, what the fuck? There's so many things about this movie that make it scarier for me because I'm like, what's going on? You know? And it's also, this movie is not really like, it doesn't follow a story per se, but it is like an, it's a moment that you're experiencing. Like, you're watching it and you're just experiencing the movie. You're not thinking of like all of the hidden things and images or whatever. You're just kind of like, that stuff kind of comes to you, like the stuff that doesn't make sense or is there, it all comes and makes you like scared subconsciously. But like, what, for the most part, you're just literally sitting there and experiencing it, which is again another reason why I think it's such a great movie because it's not like I need to think so hard about it. It just is a slasher movie and it is scary and it is insane. It's crazy. But you know what? It's a really well done movie. I think it's so funny though. There are like still little flaws about it. Like when the fact that she threw herself out of a window and like was able to run, but then she got hit by a fence and then got so stunned that the guy, like the Leatherface, could catch up to her and running. Like that bit is like, all right, come on. Wait. You literally jumped out of a window. Come on, you barely hit your head on the fucking fence. But yeah, again, this movie, great, 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 great. Another great moment. Like, ugh, it brings chills to my spine, kind of, because the scene where Sally is being chased by Leatherface and she runs into the little gas station, She runs into the little gas station and, she's instantly so trusting of the father figure guy, whatever, the chef, that, like, I just could never. And the fact that he says something about, like, let me go get the truck. And then she's, like, hearing the radio and also looking at the meats and like examining that the meats are kind of weird shapes. Like that whole scene is just so it makes me kind of sick to my stomach. It's just, I guess, as being a woman, it's kind of terrifying, like that you can, it's almost like you can trust no one, you know? And like with all of the things that happen in sex trafficking and, you know, human trafficking and just being picked up from anyone, like people, who are you supposed to trust? You know, in a situation like that, it's so scary. It's like you think that, oh, this familiar face that I saw earlier that like fed me fucking barbecue is gonna help me. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, this guy actually wants to hurt me too. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just scary. That part makes me so, ugh, like sick to my stomach. Another thing, just great moments of this movie. The guy who's like washing their car, washing their van as the chef is talking to them and like he's only washing their car as the chef is talking to him. Like, what is his story? Like, how is he not a part of this? He looks like he would be, but he's not. He's just a guy who washes cars. Sweet. Kind of nice. Kind of cute. Kind of like fun little funny thing to throw in there. And I like it. I appreciate it. Last bit of the thing where I don't get it. Last little bit that I'm like, what? The truck driver who comes around and hits the disgusting little, I want to call him a gimp, but I guess that's not what I should call him. Hits him. And then, like, Sally gets in his truck. Why do they get out of the other side? Like, why don't they just drive away? It's a semi-truck. He didn't even pierce the door. Leatherface did not even pierce the door with the fucking chainsaw. Why did they, like, is the truck driver okay? Like, Leatherface is still there just swinging his thing. Sally and the guy in the truck, the pickup truck, got out of there. Did that guy get out of there? My dude, what? Like, that part is just, it doesn't make any sense. And I think about him, and maybe if I watch the sequels, maybe there's something about him I need to know. I don't know. I'll probably review the sequels all together next. But that's what I have to say on that. And lastly, I just need to point out my favorite piece of this entire movie is Sally laughing in the bed of the truck. It's just so iconic and so beautiful. And the actress, I believe her name is, I'll tell you right now, actually, because I'm awful for not knowing it off the top of my head. Marilyn Burns. Marilyn Burns was so tired when they were filming this. Everyone was so tired when they were filming this. For granted, it was so hot and, like, the movie's so gritty and they were just trying to, like, you know, get everything perfect and, like, with not a lot of money. And so finally, when they had finally done this shot and, like, got it right, she wasn't just an actress being, she was, like, just straight up that grateful to be over with this shoot because she was exhausted. And so, like, that lunacy and that craziness that she just, like, laughing and all of that, it's such an amazing, like, just an amazing piece of horror culture, and it lives in my memory rent-free. And I'm so glad to, like, know that we have that available to us to watch. I want to frame that video. Like, once we advance in technology and, like, have videos that you can frame, like, not just those little slideshow picture frame things, but, like, just videos that can be playing whenever you want, like, kind of like GIFs or stuff. Like, I'm going to get one of those in my house in 2025, whenever that comes out. I don't know. 2025 is really not that far away, but, like, in my brain, it seems very far. Anywho, my spooky meter rating, I would give this movie a 4 out of 5 because it is a little creepy, a little scary. I almost want to give it a 3.5, but I'm just going to bump it up because it holds up. It's a great movie. There's jump scares. I did get a little, at points. And also, it's just a classic. Like, it feels disrespectful to rate it any lower. And that's that on that. I will try so desperately hard to be a better host of this podcast and give you guys so much more. But if you could do me the sweet baby favor of rating and reviewing and liking and sharing this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and on Anchor, and, you know, share it with your friends, your friends' friends, your friends' mom's friends, I don't know. It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to me when you guys follow the Instagram and DM me on the account. It really means a lot to me. So you can follow me at I Would Love to Be Axe Murdered or at Rabbitka on most things. And thank you for listening and being so patient with me, and I'll see you next time.
That was Fleet.